How can you start a podcast with just a laptop, earphones, and still make it high quality and get big guests on your show? How do you do this? All the beginner podcasts recommend you to invest in these £145 lights, cameras, and microphones, and rent out a studio. But that's all BS. I'm going to tell you how you can start a podcast with just a laptop and earphones in your room so you can stop podcrastinating and finally start your dream podcast. If you're new here, I'm Jacob Watson-Howland. I'm a 20-year-old, award-winning, BBC featured wildlife photographer and podcaster who started with zero subscribers and no idea of how to start a podcast and went from zero subscribers to over 2.6 million views and counting across all social media platforms. Just 2 months. From just using my laptop, I've already been able to have guests such as Jim Cantrell, SpaceX CEO, or Grammy-winning photographer Albert Watson, Nat Geo photographer Steve Winter, BAFTA-winning best-selling author Stuart Binns, as well as a ton of other best-selling authors, leading academics, and high performers, all from just remote podcasting on my laptop. I did all of this remotely, using the exact blueprint that I share on my private paid podcast blueprint community. Now, how do we make a pro podcast with just a laptop and headphones? Let me explain. Your first thought might be, what about a microphone? Audio quality is 100% the most essential thing when starting out for a podcast. But if you're watching this video, you're probably on a very tight budget and don't want to commit too much to start with. Need to be resourceful. So just use a pair of headphones with a built-in microphone to begin with. The audio will sound pretty mid when you do this, but I promise you, using the software that I'm going to talk about later in the video, with one click of a button, it'll make it sound pro. I recommend using the classic Apple earphones with a mic built in. It's really good. Basie Beats kills two birds with one stone, as you can listen to the guest and also use it as a microphone. The audio quality isn't actually that bad. You know, I'm sure you've seen short form content and videos on social media where someone's like speaking in to an Apple earphone. You might think this isn't good enough for a podcast, but I promise you, professional sounding podcast quality that can get you millions of views on social media like I did. They're also like $10 online, so there's not really much excuse. Like, if you want to start a podcast, just spend $10 on these and you're going to get results fast. When I interviewed Grammy-winning celebrity photographer Albert Watson, my microphone sounded too quiet and it just wasn't working. It was all going wrong. And my camera also started overheating and the battery was just playing up. So I ended up using these earphones as my microphone and also using the laptop webcam. And it still ended up sounding super high quality, super professional because I used the software that I'll tell you about in a minute. So if you're just starting out, literally just buy a pair of Apple earphones, or if you have a headset or a pair of earphones that have some sort of built-in microphone, just use that. And I promise you the audio can end up sounding good with a few tweaks that I'll talk about later. So you've got the headphone with a microphone, but how do you attract guests if you can't afford or don't have a soundproof, professional looking studio to rent out? A lot of these videos online telling you how to start a podcast don't take into account the fact that a lot of us cannot afford a pro looking and sounding studio, especially if you're starting from scratch and especially if you're young, wanting to get into podcasting. Renting out a studio for hundreds or thousands a day isn't a good entry point, right? So the solution to that is using a laptop in your bedroom or in your parents' room or in your office. It's that simple. How do you attract guests with this setup though? Here's what I do. After doing months of research, trying to figure out how can I still attract good guests whilst not having a studio and living in the middle of nowhere, I found this software called Riverside.fm. I'm not sponsored. It's genuinely the software I use. Let me run you through it and tell you how it will completely turn your dream show into reality. It's basically like Zoom, but for pro podcasting. It records high quality audio and video. And with just an email invitation, your guest can join from the other side of the world and it creates separate tracks for you and your guests' footage and audio, which saves to your cloud. And it means that if anything goes wrong on either of your sides, the call crashes or their audio is playing up, you're almost basically 100% guaranteed to have solid audio tracks saved because it uploads the audio as you're recording. But the best part of it for me, and the thing I was talking about earlier, was the magic audio button. Basically, that allows you to turn your mid kind of crappy Apple earphone audio into professionally sounding AI enhanced audio with one click of a button. It's absolutely unreal. Like I said, I've used it countless times, especially during interviews where I don't have my mic on me or I haven't had access to a mic when I was first starting out. This is the exact thing that I did, and it's got me such good audio results so far. It's created such clean, crisp audio. It also generates show notes for you, which you can add to your video descriptions. It has an editing suite. It automatically switches cameras every time you speak. And this is all on your laptop with just a pair of earphones. There's no fancy kind of audio box or different monitors and a producer in the other room like a radio set. It's literally all on your laptop in one space on Riverside FM. It's absolutely incredible. It's so, so good. If you think that I'm being sponsored by Riverside FM, I promise you I'm not. It's the one I use, 100% use. Riverside, if you want to sponsor me, please do. But right now, I'm not getting paid to say this. It's genuinely allowed me to go from zero podcasting experience with just a laptop and microphone to a show with over 2.6 million views and the guests I've mentioned previously already. It's just absolutely fantastic. It just works so, so well. And the magic audio is my favorite part. Also, in terms of repurposing your content, because that's what's going to get you a lot of views. That's what got me millions of views, was turning bits of my podcast into clips. Riverside FM allows you to turn your longer footage into short form magic clips. And it does it for you automatically, gives you titles. It basically does everything you need. And you can literally just download that. It's like $25 a month. You can have and build a podcast empire from just your laptop, and it saves you from investing in a £1,000 microphone and all this fancy editing stuff and audio equipment, and allows you to connect with guests from the other side of the world where they can just sit down on their desk in their studio in their house and record with you. That's going to increase your chances of getting big name guests, isn't it? Because all they have to do is take 10 steps and then sit down and click a link on their laptop, and then boom, they're in the call. They're in the recording suite with you. No need to fly out to a studio or fly out to them, which would cost a million times more money and time for both of you guys. So that's how you can start a podcast empire using just your laptop. But there's even more I'm about to get into. So stick with me, because there's even more tips that you can use that will help you elevate your podcast just with a laptop and with earphones using this software. Key hacks or tactics that's allowed me to get SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell on the show, best-selling authors, award-winning filmmakers on the show, leading historians that have been on Lex Friedman's podcast like Vyas Louis-Levisius, and longevity expert and 2 times Joe Rogan guest Aubrey de Grey. They've all been on my podcast through remote Riverside FM calls on my laptop, which is just insane, right? And there's no reason why you can't do the same and get just as good guests and even bigger guests on your show if you use this software with a pair of earphones or a cheap microphone. It's so simple, and there's no excuse to not start your podcast now you know this secret. So download Riverside. There is literally zero excuse for you not to do so. If you want to start a podcast and you think to yourself, people like me can't get big name guests or go viral on social media, I'm literally living proof that you can. I'm living proof, and I was able to do it in a few months. I built up a remote show. I've racked up millions of views so far and got massive named guests on my show, and I'm building a loyal audience, which is growing every single week from scratch, from like zero expertise on how to do this. I promise you, I had no idea how to start podcasting before. I listened to podcasts, but I literally started from scratch. If you want to get my full system, walkthroughs, template, my step-by-step process of how I've done this and how I continue to do this, click the first link in the description and you'll have access to my full starter remote podcast blueprint that'll get you massive results, big name guests, millions of views, and a community of podcast loving winners who will support you throughout your journey. And you'll also get direct access to me on weekly live calls where we can all go through your progress and your show and help you elevate your podcast and go from nothing to a pro podcaster in 28 days. If you're interested, click the link in the description. Let's go on to the next section. So the one problem that you're probably still thinking is, okay, so we've got the software, we've got the audio, and I know I can edit and I can use my webcam, but like, how do we improve the video quality? Like I said, if you have a webcam that does 1080p, that works. I have a MacBook Air and my recording quality is 720, which may seem like it's too low quality, and it sometimes seemed like it did at the start, until my most popular short form clip that generated over 2 million views on TikTok and was a clip of me with my 720p webcam footage rather than my normal camera footage because my camera battery died. And that's the one that got the most views. So there's no excuse again. Just use your laptop webcam if you have no budget. But if you want to, you know, get 1080p, 60 frames a second, 4K, you want a bit of background blur, you know, there is something for you that is basically free because you already have it and your mum probably pays for it and it's probably in your pocket right now. By the way, if it is in your pocket and you're a man, I would not put it in your pocket just because it can decrease your sperm count, but it is your phone. So, you know, this thing that your mum probably pays for or you pay for monthly that you basically already own, just like your laptop, can create cinematic, awesome footage. And all you need to do is either plop it up on your shelf or on a stack of books, or just buy a cheap £5 tripod off Amazon and press record. And boom, there is some high quality footage of you that will turn your show into a cinematic looking podcast. You know, how good is that? And it's basically for free because you already own it. You're already using it. You already have a phone if you're watching it. But then obviously, if you're using a phone and you're using Riverside, how are you going to be able to combine the phone footage to the Riverside footage? It's not complicated. So let me explain it to you now. And it's using a free software this time. It's called DaVinci Resolve. Again, not bloody sponsored by DaVinci Resolve, but they have a free version which I use to edit and combine all my Riverside and separate audio camera footage together to create one single podcast video that looks super high quality and super cinematic. Basically, what you do is export your Riverside footage and audio tracks and then upload your phone footage and that Riverside footage and files into a project on DaVinci Resolve. And then you would just align the iPhone footage with the DaVinci footage. If you are recording stuff separately and not just using the Riverside video and audio, I would clap at the start of every video. You've probably seen in my first few episodes, I actually kept that in. I'd do a countdown and then clap and then say, Dr. Ailey Cohen, welcome to the show. I'd clap first. That was to sync everything together. So then when I went on DaVinci Resolve, you'd see this little audio spike and then you'd align that on every single track because every single track that recorded audio had it. And then you would have fully aligned audio. But if you want to actually see with your eyes how I go through this process and not just like listen to me talking about it, then that is on my Pro Podcast Blueprint Guide on my private paid community. So if you want access to that, like I said, link in the description. If you want somewhere to start or just want to do trial and error, which will take you longer and won't be as effective, then just listen to what I'm saying, take notes and try it yourself. So yeah, download DaVinci Resolve and record on your iPhone if you want slightly better quality footage. But remember, most people do listen to a podcast. Obviously, if you want it on YouTube, visuals are still important. And also remember, my most viral video ever so far was with 720 pixel webcam footage from my laptop. So yeah, not a necessity, but it will make your podcast look better. Also, some quick bonuses with a laptop: you can also find guests, either using AI to help you do that or doing it manually. You can contact guests using your laptop. You can email guests using your laptop, and you can create the emails using AI on your laptop. You can plan and script the episodes using your laptop and using AI to help you, like the free version of ChatGPT. So this is, again, free. You can obviously record with your laptop on Riverside FM. You can edit on your laptop with DaVinci and Riverside FM. You can write the show notes and the question prep on Apple Notes on your laptop for free. You can schedule and upload the videos on your laptop on the YouTube Creator Studio and the Spotify Creator Studio for free. And you can also repurpose your content using the Magic Clips or doing it manually on DaVinci Resolve, and upload and post all of that on your laptop for free. So, why haven't you started your own show? If you really want to start your show, why haven't you started it yet? Then, you know, stop podcrastinating and start your show, become a pro podcaster, fulfill your dreams, get big named guests on that you'd only ever dream of doing within, you know, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And if you're still uncertain about a few things, like what do I put in the emails, or, you know, how do I schedule stuff? How do I improve my questions? How do I get confident speaking in front of camera like I am right now? The living proof of all those questions, or at least the living proof of the answers to those questions, is me, because I had all of those struggles and all of those questions to begin with. And in my podcast blueprint program, I run through all of that. But even just from what I've said in this video, this gives you the platform to start. So stop watching podcast educational videos and go download Riverside FM, sign up for it, $25 a month, buy a pair of Apple earphones for $10 on Amazon, and download DaVinci Resolve and find your first guest to contact. And you don't even need a guest on. You can literally do a solo episode. I'm literally doing a solo podcast right now. If there's a topic you're interested in, just do a bit of research, script the video with bullet points, and start talking to your iPhone camera, start talking to your laptop webcam. Do this now, and I promise you that will give you the momentum you need to start your own podcast. If you're still uncertain, sign up to my thing and I'll literally hold your hand and take you through the entire process of how you can start your own show and become an actual podcaster today. Literally, oh man, out of all the podcasts that I've made, 90% of them haven't made it past the first episode. There's probably millions of people that have started a podcast, and I have the entire blueprint for you to go from a nobody with no podcast experience like I was to a podcaster with a big show, a growing show that is going sustainably, and you're loving every second of it. And out of the 10% of podcasts that make it past the first episode, I think it's like 99 of those don't make it past episode 20. The bar is not high to become a successful podcaster today. Everyone says, oh, it's oversaturated and stuff like that. And it's just not, because 99% of people that are starting a podcast haven't even started one or made it past episode 1 or 20. I know that you want to start one, and I know that you want to continue one. So if you're actually passionate about this and you really want to take this seriously, click the link in the description, and also just start the podcast with the resources you have right now. Please, just for your own sake, your future self will thank you. So as a quick recap, all you need to do is use headphone audio, record on your laptop, enhance the audio using Riverside, upload and edit using Riverside, or if you're recording on your iPhone, put the Riverside footage onto DaVinci and combine it together. Again, I can show you that in the podcast blueprint program. Like, you can watch me do it. And also post and upload to social media. You can also use your laptop to research, edit, contact guests, schedule, repurpose your content, and turn you sitting in a room with just your laptop into a podcast empire. So if you're excited and you want to do that, then listen to what I just said and you'll be 99% of the way there, despite lacking the vital gear and the pro studio and the $3 million microphone and £10,000 camera. You'll literally have your own podcast. Like, think about the amount of people that have spent thousands of pounds on a podcast and on all this equipment, and they end up doing 5 episodes. You could literally do 1,000 episodes with just a laptop and these earphones using Riverside FM, you know, and the steps I just told you about. If you got to the end of the video, you have watched someone who went from zero podcasting experience to booking big name guests and getting millions of eyeballs to see it within 2 months. And if you want to do that yourself, it is possible. I'm living proof that it is possible to go from no podcast experience to a lot of momentum and a pro high quality show. If you want my podcast blueprint, a real community of podcast lovers and outliers who are like-minded and curious as you are, and you want my episodes 24 hours early, as well as find out who the guests are before the episodes are even released, and you want to go on live calls every single week with myself and the community, helping you with your podcast problem, check out my tribe of mentors. Let's take your procrastinating idea and turn it into a pro show starting today. First link in the description. Your future self will thank you and you will not regret it. Goodbye. See you in the next video.